Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina weksdae tussen 3 en 6.
Dink dis ons wat ons gaan uitvind vanmiddag. Sien Nina 'n klein MasterChef superstar.
Ish.
Met die airfryer of nie?
Met die airfryer dalk ja.
Hoofd the airfryer. En so gepraat, ons het afgekom op hierdie boek Louisa Hulst. It's a the South African airfryer cookbook.
Louisa, I told him he's got to say it in that accent.
Yes, it must be a South African.
Because you must know, most of the people who are now buying very air fryers for the first time, Louisa, are getting your cookbooks and they are looking at it and saying, where is the babooti?
Yeah. Yes, well, there is a babooti recipe in there, so they are now sorted.
Well, fantastic. Louisa, listen, this book is, for a cookbook, it's really thick. I didn't know you could make as many things in an air fryer, and luckily Nina's been a big fan of the air fryer for a very long time. So earlier this year, in my quest for a healthy living, she convinced me to get my own air fryer, and it's changed my life just because of the convenience. But I wanted to ask you, what has air frying done for South African cuisine?
Oh, well, I think you're absolutely right about the convenience. And I think that's why it's just become such a hit. I mean, I think people initially were a bit skeptical, but now as soon as they've bought one and they've tried it, they see it's actually so much quicker. It is healthier because you're using a lot less oil and you're saving electricity. And I mean, with all our electricity problems, any saving is a good thing.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just so convenient and it can do so many things. So yeah, I think that's what it's done for us all. So we thought, well, now this is the time that the South Africans need South African recipes. And that's why we put this book together. So it's got all the South African and local dishes that we all love.
It definitely has. I mean, there's from boerewors rolls to melk tart to caramel chocolate cake. It's insane. I didn't know you could make all that in the air fryer.
I know, you've just got to start experimenting and then you realize it's a mini oven, so it can really do so much more than just, reheat or just cook frozen chips,
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
I just have one question, because when you and I were chatting about what I need for the recipe, you said that I need the pan, the oven thingy that goes in, what?
The foil basket.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I've got baby brain, so my English and Afrikaans is not that great. Anyway, I thought when you told me to get it, I'm taking the basket out of the air fryer and putting that in. But you said as long as it fits into the basket, why must it stay in the basket?
You know, the whole thing with the air fryer is that the air must circulate. So that's why everything turns out so lovely and crisp and moist and all the rest of it. So the basket actually lifts it a little bit up, and those holes under the basket obviously allow the air to circulate. So that's why I put all my baking, if I am baking, I put it in the dish actually into the basket. I don't take the basket out.
Now, I think a lot of people have read the instructions and have very clearly seen that most of the manufacturers say, listen, do not put foil down underneath the basket inside of the tray to kind of keep your air fryer clean or whatever, because it might break or it's going to cut off the circulation, the air and all of that. Is that true? Or doesn't that really matter?
Yeah, I think that is true because I don't think it will cause it to break. But it's what it is going to do is it's going to prevent that air from circulating. So ideally, you don't want to cover the whole base. If you've got a small piece, so you've still got air that can circulate around that piece, then it's fine. You know, because sometimes you do get quite a wet marinade or something and you don't really want it dripping everywhere. So you can just cut a piece of foil or baking paper and put it underneath your piece of chicken or your piece of fish, for example. But as long as there's space left around that, so that the air can circulate nicely, because that is the whole point. That is how the technology works, is that nice air that's circulating all around.
Well, we're going to chat to you in a little bit. We just have to go to the traffic quickly, and then I want to get Nina working here because she she doesn't work a lot anyway. So we might as well get her to whip something up out of this amazing cookbook. And she said she chose Pof Morselkie. So what is it called?
The most bullikies, but we, Louisa and I chose it together because it takes like between 15 and 20 minutes to make, so it's quick.
Yeah, you, well, we have so much time left. You could have done two dishes. We could have done a dessert and a main, but yeah.
Oh, Louisa, that there's a chocolate caramel peppermint crisp cake that caught my eye, and Cook Sister cupcakes.
Oh my goodness.
Yum.
All right. So,
well, that is, yeah.
Louisa, we're going to be back with you in a second. Out. Yeah, just hold on. Hold the line for us quickly. Louisa, hold saam met ons en ons gesels bietjie air fryer disse vandag. Nina gaan nou ook hier agter die is dit nog potte? Dis nie potte nie. Agter die air fryer ingly vir ons ietsie maak. Louisa, hold saam met ons via Zoom. Louisa, where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm from a little town called East London originally.
Oh, lekker.
Yeah, I grew up there and then I moved to Cape Town about 20 something years ago. So wow, I'm a Western Caper now.
So where did your love for cooking start? Are you a chef by profession or?
Well, my love for cooking probably started when I was growing up because my parents were very interested in cooking and they always cooked such yummy food. So probably there. But then I came to Cape Town and I studied well, in those days, it was basically home economics. So I'm not a chef. I'm more a consumer chef.
Yeah.
So and I landed up working. Sorry to interrupt. Then I got a job at the magazine and I've been working, as a magazine food journalist since I started my career. So,
well, that's fantastic. That's a great job to have.
Yeah.
So listen, we've been going through the book here and Nina's spoken to you about recipes that are... It's fairly easy and quick to make. Now, this is more of a dessert dish, I would say, than a savory,
Or a side dish.
A side dish, if you will. Morselkies, right?
Mm-hmm. It's actually more dessert, this one. Okay. It's a bread and butter pudding, but basically we just gave it a bit of a South African spin. So I believe she had a bit of a problem finding morselkie bread up there. I don't know if it's more a Western Cape thing, but morselkies are very popular. And so we just used it in this recipe instead of a normal bread. But Nina got some raisin bread, which is going to work just as well.
Okay, yes. But so you mentioned now morselkie bread and bread and butter pudding almost. I've never had that. That's a very English thing, like a bread and butter pudding.
Yes, I suppose it is. It is quite traditional. I think South Africans love puddings and they love anything comforting and sweet and full of apricot jam and dried fruits. So,
it's the perfect day for it because of the rain and, that warm comfort.
You guys are going to have to knock my socks off because I only know malva pudding.
Oh, well, there is a malva pudding in the recipe book as well. So you've definitely got to give that a try.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning here. How many ingredients do we need for this and how long is it going to take, Louisa?
Let me count. There are 8 ingredients altogether and it takes, it will probably take about 10 minutes to prepare and then it will take about 15 minutes to bake. So, within half an hour, you've got a nice warm, yummy dessert ready for your family or your guests. So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think Nina's burning down the studio.
I'm just I'm preheating the air fryer as per instructions, Louisa.
Okay, so what I see in front of me is looks like some fresh cream. There's some eggs. Mm-hmm. She's brought some raisins, additional raisins.
It's apricots.
Oh, apricots. And then apricots. She's got raisin bread. What is that, Nina, that you're holding there?
The butter and jam that we're going to smear on the breakies.
Oh, the butter and jam for the smearing.
Yeah.
Oh, very lekker. Okay, so where do we start with this?
Louisa?
You're going to start by mixing some soft butter and some apricot jam together. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to spread onto the bread. So you just cut the bread into slices and you just spread it nice and thickly with that apricot jam butter mixture.
Okay. So Nina's got a little bowl there and she's mixing the jam and the butter together. She's already cut the bread and now she's just layering it up nice and thick. How thick does she need to put it on there?
You can basically use the whole quantity that we say there. So,
is this both sides or one layer. Side?
One side is fine. Okay. Just the top side that you are.
Okay, lekker.
So what do I do with the gesmeerde broodjes? Do I put them in the tin?
Now you're going to put them into the container, whichever oven-proof container you've got there. And you can use, I think I said to you, aluminium foil container. I mean, that you can just buy at the Crazy store or, I mean, any store, any store that sells packaging. Or if you've got a small enough container that fits into the air fryer, then as long as it's oven proof, it's fine.
This one was quite nice because you can almost mold it to the shape of your air fryer basket. So that's nice.
And how does this go, Louisa? Is it butter side up or butter side down?
Yeah, so you keep the butter side up.
Okay.
So that's what's going to, when it starts baking, it's going to go nice and crispy and yummy.
Fantastic. So what is this supposed to taste like while Nina's cutting, swinging the last breads there?
Well, it will just, you'll get all the lovely fruity flavors from the jam and from the dried apricots and the raisins. You can also adapt the recipes. If you prefer a raspberry jam, you can put a raspberry jam in. Mm. Like I said, the original or the recipe in the book is used most bullocky bread, which has actually got aniseed in it.
Okay.
So it gives it this lovely spicy flavor as well. So if you don't have most bullockies, you can actually just add a bit of aniseed or you can even add some cinnamon. So, I mean, you can play around with the flavors.
Okay, so this is a lekker idea. But it's more of a, it's open to interpretation. If you want to substitute something with something else that you like even more, then try it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's how I like to work with recipes. I mean, I love collecting recipes, recipe books, I should say. And, I love going through them and getting an idea and then thinking, but I could add this or I could add that. So, I mean,
make it your own.
The basic is there. Yeah, you make it your own. So the basic is there, try it and see. You might say it's not sweet enough, then you could add a bit more sugar. You might want to add some, nuts. I mean, you can use it as a starting point and then get creative.
Listen, talking about nuts, Nina's going nuts there with spraying cook looks like it. But
I forgot to smear the...
While Nina's doing that, and we get to the next step, one of our listeners asked, can you tell us, what's the difference between an air fryer and the standard convection microwave oven?
Oh, okay. Well, the microwave oven's obviously a very different technology. The air fryer is basically a convection oven, but it's just much smaller. And the fan blows a lot faster. So because of that, it heats things quicker. And you don't have to preheat your oven for a long time. It's just a quicker and more efficient cooking method or cooking technology that they actually use in the air fryer.
Then there's another question that came through here. Are all air fryers similar or do they do the same job or do I need to look at a specific brand?
Oh, they've all supposed to work in a similar way. There are different brands. Some are better than others. You've just got to do your homework a little bit, speak to people, see what they have been using, what they recommend. But there are so many on the market. As long as you go with a reliable make that has been around for a while.
Okay, fantastic.
I would say it's all right.
All right, so Nina's now got the bowl here.
I put the chopped apricot. I put it in between the layers.
Perfect.
And now, what's the next step?
And have you put the raspberries in as well?
Yeah, I couldn't find fresh raspberries. I'm sorry to do that to your recipe.
Yours
can even use frozen raspberries.
Yeah, yours looks so nice and plump. So next time I'll definitely try that. So now it's the eggs and the milk and the...
And the cream.
Yeah.
Waar is die melk, Nina?
Hiso, beforehand I put 110 ml cream and 110 ml milk one.
Mm-hmm. Nina is such a television chef because she already got all the ingredients pre-mixed. So she's just putting everything together, you know.
I watch MasterChef.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so now she's klitzing the eggs and the milk and the room together. And then is there a specific consistency or just make sure everything's properly combined?
Yeah, just as long as it's all nice and properly combined and smooth, then you just pour it over your bread and then you just leave it for a little while because the bread's going to absorb all of that nice liquid.
That's what I was going to ask, you know, what's the idea with the cream and the stuff? Because this is now quite a wet ingredient. And obviously the bread will take in as much of the moisture as it can, but will this solidify to a degree? Will it make, what texture is that going to bring to the dish?
Yes, well, it's almost like, you know, like French toast when you put egg and milk and put it on your bread and then fry it. It's pretty much the same idea, but then obviously it's going to bake and be a little bit thicker and make a nice dessert.
Okay,
like you let that stand for about 5 minutes just so that bread can soak it all up nicely. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to go into the air fryer.
Okay, is it almost time for the news?
It's almost time for the news, yes.
Yeah. So Louisa, we're going to go into the news and then when we come back, this will probably be ready to pop into the air fryer and then we'll get back to you.
Okay, perfect.
Ons sê bly net waar jy is. Ons kook 'n bietjie hier op die middagprogram in 'n airfryertjie. Nou ek dink dis 'n lekker idee. Nina se handjies is vol eier. Hardloop gou gaan was jou potjies. Ek sal 'n likkie speel. Die arme dingetjie, sy hande is vol eier en room en botter en al sulke goeders. Ons gaan kyk hoe dit gaan vanmiddag met hierdie airfryer. Ek het nou nog nooit 'n nagereg in 'n airfryer gemaak nie. So, ons sal sien hoe dit uitdraai met die hulp van Louisa. So, bly net waar jy is. My se Nina is besig om te kook hier binne. En ons maak ietsie uit The Great South African Airfryer Recipe Book. Deur Louisa Holst. Now, Louisa, when looking at all of the recipes that you put in the book, how did you decide on, you know what, these are South African classics. I want to put them in there.
Well, there is a section on specific South African classics, which obviously are the favorites that we all love. So, you know, like the boerewors rolls and the melktats and the babootis. And then we just thought we also want to include other quick and easy recipes, but that are still local. So what we did was we tried to think about which flavors are South Africans' favorites, which ingredients do we like? You know, we like to braai, so what can we make that goes along with a braai? So,
I love those recipes because I get bored with the side dishes to put up with a braai, and your vegetables and side dishes are flipping delicious.
Oh, good. Yes. I mean, the air fryer is so nice for roasting vegetables, for cooking mealies, you know, so I mean, you can do... roasted, I think we've got a butternut and nachi salad. So yeah, there's so many different things you can make other than just sticking always to the same boring things, you know. No, so yeah,
I think my biggest question, and you know, you can Google this and YouTube this as much as you want, but for somebody who's done a whole cookbook on this, I think you're the perfect person to ask. As somebody who lives on my own, I bought my air fryer for convenience, health reasons and convenience. So I physically want to put everything into one basket, put it on, let it go, and I have a healthy, freshly prepared meal that's not like a microwave meal and watery and there's no flavor in it anymore and that kind of thing. How do you, if you have more than one ingredient and you want to make a full meal in one basket, what's the golden rule in terms of maybe timing or putting in dishes or ingredients in at separate intervals?
Yeah, it is quite tricky because you've got to, you want to either find ingredients that are going to cook at the same time. Otherwise, if you know, for example, you're going to add some courgettes or some peppers or something, which are going to take quicker than maybe your chicken breast or whatever that you're doing, you can start off with your something that's going to take a bit longer, and then say halfway through the cooking, you just add your other ingredients in with that. But that is the one tricky thing when it comes to air frying. For one person, it's actually easy. But if you are doing, for example, for four people, then the basket isn't that big. So unless you've got one of the extra large ones, you sometimes do have to do your say your potatoes separately to your chicken or whatever.
I must say when I got my mom hooked on the air fryer, she's now got two. One for the meat, yes, and one for the side dishes.
I know lots of people do that.
And I see one of the listeners, they've actually got an air fryer built into their oven. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the technology is also updating so quickly. So, I mean, now you get those air fryers that have the two drawers, you know, so that you can actually do the two different things and have them ready at the same time. I don't think it's an air fryer, though.
It works on a similar principle because it's a convection oven, right? Because it uses hot air to circulate. So similar to an air fryer. It's not actually a built-in little air fryer in your wind.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Technology is running so quickly.
So, Louisa, do you think all the recipes for air fryer has been thought out, or do you think a second book might be on the way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I was trying to, I was experimenting and seeing what worked and what didn't work and what was better, you know, what turned out better. And there was just, the list was growing. And then we eventually had to cut it down. And I mean, I could see there's for sure like so many different things you can do. So we'll definitely be thinking about another book because it seems like everyone's loving this one. And we're having great feedback.
Here's my suggestion, and I'm going to take royalties on this if you publish it, but I think maybe we should go a little bit exotic, you know, flavors of Asia India maybe, because I'd love to know how to make a nice buttered naan in the air fryer. A buttered chicken, like a warm curry, you know?
Well, we've got like a cheats butter curry in this book. So you can find that in the, I think it's called the cheats section. So because it is difficult to cook like a big curry. So we rather do like a marinade that's a buttered chicken flavor that you put on your chicken breast. And then it cooks within, 10 or 12 minutes in the air fryer.
It looks delicious.
So there's ways of cheating.
Delicious. Louisa, we actually wanted to get you in studio, but our diaries couldn't come together. But please, next time when you're in Pretoria, come mark it dry and then the professional can come and cook for us.
That'll be awesome.
We would love to have you. So my most boliki bread and butter pudding is cooking away in the air fryer.
It's smelling lacquer now. It doesn't just smell like spraying cook anymore.
We've got about 10 more minutes to go. So I will let you know what the boys say, my master chef judging bench. I'll let you know what they say.
Awesome.
Louisa, listen, thank you so much for taking time to put this together, the South African Air Fryer Cookbook. So many people have asked, what is the names, what's in here? It's all the South African classics, from boerewors, rolletjies to melktart. You could virtually do anything, you know, from sweet to savory to sour, even if you want to, if you're like Hilda from Steven Delon. But everything looks amazing. It's cooking times, it's temperatures, it's all the prep that you need to know. And for a single bachelor like me, you know, this is exactly what I need. So this is going to make my life so much easier. And I think just for time's sake, I'm just going to do all of your toasted salmis here. They look very lacquer and very, very quick. So thank you so much, Louisa. And we'll send you some pictures of Nina's concoction here. And hopefully it'll look like yours.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Have
Louisa,
a great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So ons nou kyk hoe Nina se pofmosseltjie uitgedraai het hierso in die airfryer en dan sal ons gou vir Francois van Rensburg en Francois Botha inkry, ons independent panel, om te kom toets, om te kyk, is hier jy wen of is dit nie? Maar jy weet, jy het wat noem mens dit, 'n voordeel in geval.
Hoekom?
Al klaar, of het nou lekker of sleg is.
Wat?
Niemand gaan met 'n swanger vrou eerlijk wees nie.
So, nee, jylle kan maar eerlijk wees, dis fijn. Kook is nie my sterkpunt nie, ek sal
tips vat. Weet jy wat doen ons? Na die tyd sê ons vir hulle eindelijk die doopie dit gemaakt. Dan kyk ons of hulle opinie verander.
Okay.
Dan weet ons hulle het eindelijk die jok vertel.
Okay.
Okay, dis wat ons gaan doen. Die groot trek sal met doopie en ons culinary masterpiece, chef galore, Nini, die oorspronklike... Verskriklike dinge wat hier so aangaan. Ons het gou ons, hoe gaan ek sê, onafhanklike paneel. Sal julle self as onafhanklike paneel sitters
Ons is. Ken? Ek en Frans Swaboota is baie apaties. Ons is altyd regverdig en ons laat nie, jy weet, omkoopgeld ons indoen nie.
Okay. Ons is van F en F keiterers.
Nie eers van 'n swanger vrou af nie.
Nee, glad nie hoor.
Okay, maar ek het nou klaar vir Nini gesê, luister ons, julle moet eindelijk hierdie blindlings moet julle dit toets, met julle oogies toe, ok? Oh. Gebruik net julle sintuie, want ek is nou net bang, omdat Nini, jy weet, 'n kondisie het, dat julle nou nie met al wil lelik wees nie, maar as hierdie ding nou proef soos bolle, dan wil ek...
soos misbolle, of kijk, wat is dit? Mosbolle.
Dis mosbolle, maar as dit net proef soos bolle, jy weet...
Sonder
wat, wat jy op jou grasperk kry, dan wil ek hê julle moet dit vir ons eerlik sê.
Ons sal eerlik sê.
So dis die ding, maar ek moet vir julle sê, nou het dit net gereik so sprei en koekie binne.
Ja.
Nou, wat is die reek wat julle optel?
Mm. Ek moet vir julle sê, toe ek nou hier instap, ek was al daarvan voor die ateljee my neusgaatjies begin kondisioneer om net kalm te bly. Want ek het gestap en toe reik ek met 'n toedeur van buite af iets is aan die kook hier
okay.
in die ateljee.
Het jylle ietsie gevat om jylle palette
ek het 'n slikkie water cleanse? Geneem, so my palet is geklens.
Okay. Net om die volle, jy weet, ervaring in te neem van hierdie.
Ek wil net weet, hoekom moet die swanger vrou nog steeds die kos maak? Ek dog ons leef in 2022 toe.
Ja, want sy maar die swanger vrou hou nie van die knoppies nie. Toe sê sy sal maar die broeitie maak.
Kijk, ek is mos nie eintlik 'n kok nie. Toe dag ek gaan met die airfryer probeer, as ek dit kan regkry, dan... Is ek 'n vrou vir die...
Maar dan moet ek gou vir François ietsie vra, nie? Van Rensburg.
Wat die ene?
Van Rensburg.
Hallo, Doopie.
Jy ook, bly op jou eie. Mm. Het jy airfryer?
Nee, maar my vriende het, en ek het nou gesê, hierdie December, vir Kersfees, is dit definitief wat ek gaan
praat. Dis 'n belegging.
Dis 'n belegging, want jy weet, jy sit jou hoenderkies daar in, en jy sit jou groentiekies daar in, en 20 minute later is alles gaar.
Want absoluut, dit is 'n gemak. Mm. Verstaan jy, dit vergemaklik alles en nou met hierdie kookboek wat ons nou hier gekry het, ek meen, dit was tjof tjaf, toe, dis 'n paar goeikies wat sy by mekaar gekry.
Pudding hoor, joh.
Ja, super gesond hierdie, en ek het net gister gesê, ek gaan nou nie meer brood eet nie.
Meneer Botha, jy is ons gek na soete geikie, is jy nie?
Weet jy, ek het gister besluit, dis nou klaar.
Okay.
Ja, ek moet jy nou verkeerde dag gekies.
Jy verkeerde dag gekies.
Dankie, Niens.
Okay, Niens het nou baie mooi opgeskep. Alala, kyk, sy het nou die poedingkie gemaak, met die room en al die lekker goeikies in.
Hulle afneem.
Jy moet ons afneem.
En sy het vir ons bietjie vla oorgesit oor die bokant. So, dis immers maar soos 'n malva pudding type dingetjie.
Hy is huisvrou.
Terwyl ek wag vir myne, gaan ek gou laat julle albei 'n happie neem daarso.
Oh.
O, Doopie kry ook.
Dis ja,
Niens, maar jy het hom mooi bygekom met die vla, hoor.
Alright, so, kom ons almal,
is divine.
Kom ons almal vat gou 'n hapie van...
Dis nie te veel nie, dis divine.
So, die feit dat Nina nou swanger is, mag nou nie ons beïnvloed nie.
Nee.
Okay,
dis my eerste keer met 'n broodpudding type dingetjie, nê? So, kom ons smil gou hier aan.
Mm. Die roosantjies proef my bietjie gebrand. Mm.
Jy jok, man. Hy is baie crispy. Nee. Rarig, Frans.
O, aarde.
O, nee, daar mors
hy. Ek val my mes.
Kan ek iets sê, Niens, wat ek vooral verskriklik geniet, is hierdie broskorsie. Jy het hom net betyds uit die airfryer uitgehaal, maar binnen is hy sag, moist en verskriklik sappig.
Luister, ek is...
Moist en sappig is dieselfde ding.
Ek is verskriklik stom geslaan, precies, Niens, hier is 'n korsie aan die buitenkant. Ek denk die vla komplimenteer hierdie soet-sier kombinasie van jou, uitstekend goed.
Ja.
Maar dit is amper soos, ek wil amper sê, dit proef soos iets wat ek ken, maar ook nog nie rarig nie. maar dit is verskriklik, verskriklik lekker.
My DG in die middel is klein bietjie rou nog. Is ja, dan? So ek ja, sien jy Franas daar?
Nee, dis die vla daai.
Nee. Jy dop glad nie, ek dink net hy kon nog so 2 minute ingewees.
Luister die kabous, daar is nie DG in nie.
Mini gaan so trots wees op haar mamma.
Okay. Niens, weet jy wat? Ja. Ek sal sê oorweldigende sukses. Wat dink julle ouens?
Ek wil net weet, wat eet ons?
Ek is speechless, hoor.
Mos, bolletjie, brood en botter.
Dis mos nou lekker.
Brood en botter pudding.
Hoorie, maar het jy een mosbolletjie daar in jou maag ook?
Ja.
Nina het hem.
Jy kry een mosbolletjie.
Hoorie, Nini, well done met jou mosbolletjies.
Ja, nee,
well
done.
Look out, proof.
Well done, Nins. Hierdie is well fantastisch. Done. Vat jy een hapie en dan sê vir ons, wat dink jy van jou eie mosbol?
Okay, wacht.
Ek dink het sou wel anders gewees het, want Louisa, wat nou die boek geskryf het, het wel gesê, as jy mosbolletjie deeg kan kry, of die mosbolletjie brood, dan is het nog beter, maar ons kon ongelukkig nie kry hier by ons nie.
Dit is nie beter nie, dit is net anders. So mens kan om tweak, so...
Ja.
Ek kan bykie neete bygooi, daar kan vars raspberries bykom, bykie...
cranberries.
Kassiersuiker, cranberries, waarvoor ook al jy lis is, maar Franie is reg, hy is al bykie rauwe in die middel,
net
maar...
Net in die middel, ja.
Dis ook om te ons al om die kante uitskip.
Precies. Precies, ek maak een plan. Een swanger vrou maak een plan.
2 minuten extra na air fry en hy is perfect.
Luister, maar niet te min, Nina. Ek dink dis een succes. Nou weet ons, ons kan een paar lekker soetigheidjes ook vannacht by die huis maak. Tjoef, tjaf.
Ja.
As ons lis het vir dit. Dankie aan ons independent
oordelaars.
Ja, FNF Keiteris vir ons beoordeling.
Nooi ons enige dag weer as julle wil ons moet proef.
Nee, ons is nie Keiteris nie, dis nie FNF Keiteris nie.
Ja.
Dis FNF... wat noem ons
die broer? Hier is nie, kom ons praan al oor nie, hoor. ons is op een tight schedule.
Ek wil net sê, Francia van Rensburg, ek weet wat ek vir jou gaan kry vir kers wees.
O, dankie.
As jy nou jou airfryer kry, nee,
die airfryer
kookboek.
O, dat is okay, fantastisch. Wow,
hoor, jylle betaal ons nie genoeg om airfryers te koop vir allemaal hier by hierdie plek nie. Sê maar,
jy kry airfryer,
jy kry airfryer.
Hier is bykie Icon of Pop, alternate, well done, Nini, you're free.
Oh, dankie,
ons gaan kap weer die foto's op die Facebook page sit, dat jy kan sien hoe amazing like Nina se airfryer mosbolletjies.
Jam.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Dobie en Nina 3 tot 6 net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.